Good morning, this is Jack Llewellyn. Welcome to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'd like to plug one, and that is our upcoming Eggs and Issues on the 25th. And we're actually going to have the county commissioners as well as treasurer and some other initiatives that will be on the very lengthy ballot this fall. So you can RSVP to DurangoBusiness.org or give us a call at the Chamber. So, Caprice with the Creative Art NT. How are you?
Good.
How did your big grand opening go?
Oh, it was fantastic. We had a great time.
Did the diplomats behave themselves?
Yeah, it was great to have them there, you know. I got to meet quite a few of them. There were so many people there, and it was a lot of things happening. We had the live music. We had the toast of champagne.
Right.
Yeah, the ribbon cutting. All the artists showed up.
Very nice.
It was really something.
And let me ask this. Did you see a spike in sales, so to speak, because of all that energy that was surrounding? Because you did a great job putting together the extra bells and whistles for the ribbon cutting.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I would say, yeah. You know, I have to knock on wood, you know.
Yeah, right.
That the sales do keep up and do increase. Of course, you always hope for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I kind of point out that we'll run through. Let me just ask you this. So what type of artists contribute to your business? And you're located right there at Durango Art Center, right across from Steamworks.
That's right. It's good
location.
So what
kind of artwork do you got in there?
Well, we got quite a unique variety. We have some unique jewelry, guitar string jewelry. Mm-hmm. We have an artist that makes mountain necklaces and puts the mountains in rings.
So what you're wearing here, is that from your store?
Yeah, one of my artists made this one that says the name of the store and it create.
Yeah.
With a fire opal, so that's always nice.
Nice.
And then we have some beautiful fine arts with Ann Smith. She's a famous watercolorist.
Uh-huh.
And we have Natalie Rader. We've got Chris Howe does a nice mixed media with the encaustic and the acrylic. And then we have some wonderful photograph artists with Kathy Myrick. I noticed her picture on your wall.
Yes.
She's got her work in there. So it's quite a variety. And then some wonderful, unique ceramics. March Meyer Nugent, she does some interesting cups. And Drea Clemens, she's a bartender over at Steamworks, and she also does incredible pottery.
Wow. That multi-talented.
Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds to me like your store has something for everyone.
Well, I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do more for men these days. I have these bolo ties that are very beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had this one gent come in and say, you know, girls have all the fun. You know, I said, well, you could wear something like this.
Sure.
And so, you know, you can come in, and there's lots of mugs that are, you know, good for everybody.
Big coffee in the morning or whatever you might like, or tea, but you also serve tea at your location.
Well, yeah, I do quite a variety of teas.
Yeah, didn't you say, I think, 30 variety? How many?
Yeah, there's about 30.
Wow.
And I'm going to increase it. I've just ordered some matcha.
Oh, uh-huh.
A fine powder green leaf tea.
Right.
That a lot of people are into these days. Some yerba mate, I'm going to experiment with that.
Okay.
And some cacao. I'm offering that at Halloween for the treat.
Oh, very cool.
Hot cacao.
So you can come in, buy some tea, and then do your, it's never too early for Christmas shopping.
Oh, that's right.
And I want to point out, too, that what is so neat about your store is the fact that everything is locally made, pretty much. I mean, you know, local artists, but it's everything in there is handmade.
That's right. With passion.
With passion, and you're supporting not only your store, but a local artist.
Yeah, I brag about that, you know, because I like that we have a great talent in this town, you know, of artists and a wide variety, and it's just wonderful. People come to this town for the art.
Right. Well, and yeah. I think, too, just finding, you know, bringing somebody, like I would have to take my wife in there and let her kind of look around and go, oh, this is really nice, and then make a mental note,
right,
tell her not to buy it, and then I go back, sneak in or whatever, or I have to say, okay, that's your Christmas present early, but something along that lines, or anniversary that's just coming up for me, and things of that nature that really help to, you know, instill that buying local tradition, and then something that's made from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I have these sacred art cairns that are very popular, made by Feathersmith and her son Shay. And they always get noticed when people walk by the store.
So
take
pictures. Explain that. Yeah, what are
they? Well, they're cairns, you know, they're rocks stacked on this wire that hang.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so I've been sending off to Idaho, and people come in and say, I've been seeing those for years, I got to get one. And they hand do the hole in the rock, so that's a talent.
Wow.
And they hand forge iron, and it's meant to... well, a lot of people get them for weddings because it's right. like keep you on your path or create a new one.
Right.
You know, the cairns and the path.
So they drill the holes in the rocks by hand.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they're beautiful and very unusual.
So I'm trying to picture what that looks like with the drill or however
yeah.
they do that. Very
yeah,
interesting.
She says it's hard, you know, to get them so the rock doesn't crack.
Right.
And they find the rocks from around here. They're all from this area, so
interesting.
They have that power too.
Well, I'm going to come check that out.
Yeah, they're really cool.
And it sounds like, you know, you seem to be getting in new things all the time, because as the artisans create something, they bring them in. So, you know, if you've been in there, you know, a month or two ago, make sure you still come by and check out what's new.
Yeah. Yeah, like the newest creation is going to be these mugs for the harvest dinner.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be the first time they do tea at that. You know, Local First is having harvest dinner.
Right, right.
And I said, come on, you got to have tea. So some of my artists are going to create mugs for it that say, eat local and drink local.
Right.
So hopefully I can sell those in my shop afterwards. But it's going to be a nice dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm doing the harvest, or no, the Autumn Arts Festival
yes.
this weekend.
Yeah, that's coming up here. In fact, when this will air Monday, so I'm just going to ask you, I'm going to assume it went well.
Oh.
Because we are pre-recording, and folks that may not realize that, but we're pre-recording a week in advance, so hopefully everything went very, very well for you.
Oh, yeah, you don't know what you missed out on. You got to come next year.
Oh, I was there. we'll talk about it. We'll look in our crystal ball and actually project into the future, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of, shopping for Christmas, things of that nature, but what are some of the most other things that are really unique, you know, besides the Karen? What are some of those things that you say, wow, I have never seen that?
Well, you know, a lot of people are coming over to tea, I might say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing some education about tea. I did over Labor Day some what I call tea talks.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, you know, I had a certified herbalist come and talk about the benefits of some of the herbs that are in the teas, you know, and that I feel is some people are going, what?
Kind of like I'm sure I've heard a lot of them have antioxidants, things of
that's
that nature.
Right. Yeah, so I can't say that's an unusual creation of one of my artists, and
right.
like you could say,
no, but
God
unique.
Created that. But
right.
I am finding that these teacups that I sell with a nice basket, mm-hmm. so it is good cup of tea with that.
So
that's unusual.
Let me ask you this: so the teas are for sale too, and you just don't have to buy tea there and drink it and then leave. You can actually take get tea in a canister or whatever with you, correct?
Yeah,
excuse me.
I have a little bag that I know, put the loose leaf in.
And so someone, because I'm a tea novice. I mean, I'm get my half calf coffee in the morning and throw it in there and make it. But you would be able to help someone that's a tea novice, because I've had some teas. I'm like, wow, that is really good.
Yeah.
You would actually be able to take the time and say, here's how you make it. You just, you know, not only the warm water through it, but let it sit there and stand. What do they call that?
Brew or steep.
Yeah. Seep. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Seep. Seep is the word I was looking for. And you can explain all that to me so I'm not intimidated by the tea world.
Well, yeah. You know, it's a coffee drinking company, you know, that is in Durango, but with Old Barrel and with this tea company, and then Michael Thunder had a tea company. You know, there's a lot of people that do drink tea.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting. I had a lady come in the other day and she said, I have to give up coffee, so show me tea.
Right.
So I just started telling her all the good teas and some of the benefits, and it was really fun. You know, we have a lot of fun at the tea bar there that I built, and people come in and the kids love it. Come in, I have little things there for kids. And
so, if I were to say, you know, I like sweeter taste and, you know, whatever, you could probably say, well, this blend would meet that criteria that satisfy that taste you're looking for.
Yeah, I have some teas like white champagne raspberry. I have a passion fruit oolong. They don't have sugar in them.
Wow.
It's just the fruit.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people are like, this doesn't have sugar in it?
Wow.
You know, so you don't need honey. It's just a nice blend of fruit, and some have rose petals in it. Some hibiscus is nice.
Amazing.
So I like the blends, you know. A lot of people prefer that because, I don't know, black tea, you can put cream and sugar in it. But these blends just are wonderful on their own, and they're very aromatic.
Uh-huh.
That's
right.
My key word, you know.
Yes.
We do the smell test, so it's like aromatherapy. Okay, and they're very nice.
So, again, you're located right across from Steamworks, or you're in the building with the Durango Arts Center.
Yeah.
And let's see, what are your hours?
Well, Tuesday through Saturday, I'm 10 to 6.
Okay.
But I decided to open Mondays 10 to 3.
Okay.
So I'm
a little
there.
Expanded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got to keep those hours be open, and people come to the gallery, and so they stop on in and see the shop.
Sure. So if you're also, it'd be great too, if you're waiting for, you know, get a table at Steamworks, stop on, you know, across the street early come on over and check it all out. So
absolutely.
What's been the most satisfying thing for you as a small business owner here in Durango?
Well, of course, meeting the people, you know, I'm like my dad, nobody's a stranger, and I love to hear people's stories and get people to come in and socialize and talk. And I get a stranger talking to a stranger, and we start talking about this and that, and it's been quite enjoyable in the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this the first time you've ever owned your own business?
Well, a retail business. Oh, I've had my own music business for many years. But
Wow. Yeah,
I'm enjoying the retail and just being out there in the public and meeting people like you and meeting the chamber and meeting all the businesses around town with the talks and that the chamber does. It's a great town, you know, that supports the local businesses, which
absolutely.
It's really fun to be a part of.
Well, I can't think of a better way to support a local business and local artisans. Again, you're located with the Art Center right there at the corner of 2nd and 8th.
8th
Make
Street.
Sure I get this right. And is Create Art and Tea. And be sure and stop by. And thank you for having us over there with the diplomats at the ribbon cutting.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We just had a hoot of a time.
That's going to be our new tagline. Durango diplomats have a hoot of a time. Love that. Well, thank you again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Jack. It's great to be here.
Well, will you come back?
Of course.
All right. Perfect. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And your website
is www.createartandtea.com.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great day.